请我们先一起来打开圣经《传道书》第三章。
Let's turn to a passage, Ecclesiastes chapter
three. 传道书第三章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter three, verse 16.
旧约圣经七百九十七页。
Ecclesiastes chapter three, verse 16.
十六节，我又见日光之下，在审判之处有奸恶，在公义之处也有奸恶。在生活当中，我们常常会遇到一些不合理的事情啊，一些冲矛盾的事情。
We often face much injustice in our lives.
这里说，在审判的地方应该是公平、最有公义的地方。
So in the place of judgment, this is the place where there should be the most justice.
但是那里却充满着诡诈。
Yet wickedness was there.
有时候我们要得着想要得着公平这个合理的对待但是却没有。
Sometimes we may seek for equality or for justice, yet we cannot find it.
再请看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
十九节，因为世人的遭遇，世人遭遇的兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样。这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样。人不能强于兽，都是虚空。这里提到生活当中的一个很没有意义、虚空的事情。
Here it talks about a vain thing that happens.
就是说人跟兽一样。
The men are just like the animals.
就是同样一个结局都会有这个死亡。
The one thing falls befall them, and one dies, so the other.
如果以这样来看的话，有时候人还比动物不值得。
If that's the case, sometimes it feels like men are even more worthless.
有时候我们人生活充满很多的忧虑，很多的这个劳苦。
Now sometimes men's lives are filled with much worry and labor.
有时候我们看到一些动物得到它主人的那一种百般的照顾。
But then some animals are doted upon.
有时候我们会叹息说，我们。有点不如这些动物。
So we might sigh and say we're no better than these animals.
这里的兽也可以指着一些坏人，一些凶恶的人。
But the animals that are referred in this verse can also refer to the evil people.
有一些坏人、凶恶的人我们说他们好像禽兽一样。
The evil, wicked people are just like beasts.
这个坏人应该得到处罚，应该。得到的是不好的结果。
The evil and wicked deserve punishment. They deserve a bad end.
但是，这里说到说，他们好像也跟我们一样。
But here it says, what happens to them happens to us.
甚至有时候坏人活得比我们好人活得还要好。
And there are some times when the wicked people seem to live better than the good people.
这是一种生活当中的一种不合理，一种矛盾。
And this is an injustice that happens.
事实上还有更多的这样子让人觉得很矛盾的事情。
There are many things that happen that we may find that's unjust and just not right.
所以人很容易就失去了应该有的这种喜乐。
And so we lose the sense of joy that we are originally intended to have.
真的是的，在充满着罪的世界里头，真的就是这么的不合理，这么的矛盾冲突。
And there, indeed, there is always this much injustice in this life, in this world that we live in.
但是神所要我们过的生活不是这种充满着不满、怀疑、矛盾、不喜乐的生活。
But God does not intend us to live in a world without joy, filled with suspicion.
我们请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
十二节，我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。其实我们人应该过着是终身喜乐的生活。
Now we should be living a life of joy.
那从这一节经节，我们也知道说这个喜乐跟行善有关系。
And we know from this verse that joy, there's a correlation between joy and doing good.
再请看二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
故此我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事谁能使他回来呢？这里说我们所应该追求的呢，是在我们经营的事情上面来喜乐。
Here it says that we should find joy in the things that we do.
那这是我们人活着啊，应该享有的。
And this is what we should strive for in our lives.
那这一个关键呢、啊，啊、其实就是在你是在日光之下，或者在日光之上。
The difference lies whether you do this under or above the sun.
这个所谓在日光之下，就是在亚当里头。
So if you do it under the sun, you do it under Adam.
在亚当里头呢，就是带着罪。
If you do it under Adam, then you do it under sin.
在日光之上、啊、就是属天的、属灵的。
So if you do it above the sun, then you do it according to the heavens, according to the spirit.
就是那个罪已经解决了。
Then the problem of sin has been solved.
这就是为什么、认识耶稣、接受洗礼是那么的重要。
This is why it's so important to come to know Jesus and receive baptism.
这个洗礼让我们从日光之下变成在日光之上。
Baptism moves us from being below the sun to being above the sun.
让我们从罪人成为神的儿女。
We change from being sinners into a child of God.
那我们成为神的儿女之后呢？那我们就能够再来看这个在所经营的事上来得着喜乐。
And once we become a child of God, then we can learn how it is to find joy in the work that we do.
因为这是神说，这是我们的份、哦、我们应该享有的。
God tells us that this is our lot in life, and this is what we should deserve.
所以在我们信主之后，我们来看看我们当、哦、就是说我们来看看我们当应当如何啊，才能够让我们生活中充满喜乐。
Well, let us now study what we need to do to find joy in our lives.
第一个，我们要有一个认识。
First, we must have an understanding.
这个二十二节的最后一句话说：“他身后的事，谁能使他回来得见呢？”
Verse 22 concludes with a question: For what can bring him to see what will happen after him?
我们必须要认识啊，看得见的这个人生啊。他只会往前，只会过去，他不会再重新回来。
We need to be able to understand that what happens in life will only move forward. We can't repeat the past.
这个已经过去的这个念高中的时代过去了，他不会再回来。
Once you've gone through high school, you can't relive that period of time again.
大学毕业了，他不能够再来一次。
Once you've graduated from college, you can't relive that either.
所以人生就是这个样子，只有一次去，不会再回来。
This is how life goes. You only have one chance. You can't do anything a second time.
所以每一个现在对我们来讲都是很重要的。
So every moment, every present is very important.
过去的我们没有办法去改变。
We can't change the past.
能够改变的只有一件事情。
We can only change one thing.
就是过去我们是罪人，现在我们可以成为神的儿女。
Previously, we may have been sinners, but now we can become a child of God.
刚才我们所唱的368首我们知道将来我们可以计划，但是我们没有办法掌握。
We had just sung hymn number 368, and so we can plan for the future, but we aren't the ones who have control over it.
所以现在对我们来讲，现在才是最实在的。
So, what's most practical is what is present.
我们应该把握住现在。
We need to value what is happening now.
我们请再看《传道书》第九章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
第一句话说：“凡你的手所当做的事，你要尽力去做。”
Whatever your hands finds to do, do it with your might.
现在什么是应该去做的事情，就努力的去做。
So strive for whatever you need to be doing right now.
那我们应该做什么？现在我们应该做什么事情而来得着喜乐呢
？So what is it specifically that we're supposed to do to gain joy？
我们的题目是说，在经营的事上来喜乐。
Now our topic is to rejoice in whatever you do。
我们马上会想到说，哇，我现在有好多事情很重要，需要去做。
Sometimes we may feel, oh, there's so many things that are important for me to do right now。
所以也真的从很多的事情上面我们可以得到快乐。
But there are many things that we can do that we can gain joy from.
但是有很多的时候这快乐是短暂的。
But oftentimes this joy is temporary.
这快乐有它的时间性。
these sources of joys are time specific.
这个快乐 happy 哈，快乐有它的一些条件。
And the happiness they receive is conditional.
哦，甚至有一些快乐是最终之乐。
And sometimes this happiness comes from sin.
哦，那这个这种的快乐啊，一过去，接着来的是愁苦。
And what happens after experiencing this type of happiness is bitterness.
而这所来所带来的愁苦啊，比已经过去的快乐啊，啊还要多还要重。
And the bitterness that you shall experience will be greater in level than the happiness that you had previously experienced.
啊，我们都承认说很多事情需要做，但是呢，有它的优先次序。
And there are many things that we need to do, but there is a priority in things.
哦，我们常常都做的事情，当然都是很重要的。
Now, of course, most things that we do are important.
哦，但是有时候我们觉得我们生活一团糟。
But sometimes we feel that our lives are a mess.
常常就是优先次序。弄错了。
And it's usually because we got the order wrong.
因为我的背景啊，我对这样的事情啊是特别的敏感，特别的看重。
Because of my background, I fully look into these things.
当传道之前呢，我念的是化学工程。
Now, prior to becoming a pastor, I studied chemical engineering.
我曾经在化学工厂里头当这个现场工程师。
And I was an engineer at a chemical engineering plant.
有一次啊，有一个操作员啊，跑来啊，很紧张的跑来说，那个产品怎么不一样
？And once there was a
operator.
So there was an operator who ran over and asked me, "How come the product is different?"
我们每一天都用洗发精。
Every day we use shampoo.
那个洗发精它不是像水那样子。
The shampoo is not like water.
它是液体，但是它有一点粘稠性。
It's a viscous liquid.
所以你在倒在手里，如果是水的话，你很难控制。
If it was as thin as water, then it would be hard to control the shampoo.
那它是有粘稠性啊，所以你很容易去控制你要多少。
But because it's thick, you can control how much you pour out.
那个产品啊。应该就像洗发精那个样出来，应该像洗发精那个样子。
So the product that we were making was supposed to be like shampoo.
结果那个反应槽所产生出来、生产出来的是好像水一样。
But then the product that we actually had was like water.
然后有一些漂浮的东西，好像你煮蛋花汤的那个蛋花。
And there were things floating on top like egg drop soup.
我马上的反应，我就。拿他的操作表来看。
So I immediately looked at his operations guide.
他没有照顺序加那个化学药品。
He had failed to put in the chemicals in the right order.
我说你应该 C 加完了，你才加 D.
You have to put in C before you add D.
你为什么把 D 先加了，然后再加 C?
Why didn't you put D first, then add C?
他当然说了理由。
And then he came up with his own reasons.
我说问题就出在这里，因为你秩序颠倒了，所以啊，你出来变成蛋花汤。
I said, this was your problem. It's because you got your order wrong, and that's why we have egg drop soup.
现在要处理你这些废料要会更大的更多的时间更多的钱。
Now it's going to take more time and money to get rid of the stuff that you created.
这个优先次序弄错了，就这样子，变成很 mess， 很糟糕了。
A mess was created because the order of things was wrong.
那我们人生当中，什么是我们的优先次序
？Now what is our this order of priority in our own lives？
我们应该都还记得今天下午王姐妹的见证。
We all remember the testimony of Sister Wong this afternoon.
当她这个。越来越好的时候，当他忘记神，当他离开了教会。
When things life got better for her and she forgot God.
他本来是应该继续那么好的。
Things should have continued being so good.
因为看起来是越做越好，越来越成功。
Because she should have been more and more successful.
但是因为把信仰的这个部分从生活当中拿掉了。
But because she got rid of faith in her own life.
结果她的生活就变得一团糟。
Then life became a mess.
这是一个事实。
This is reality.
所以我们如果要在我们经营的事所做的事情上面能够喜乐。信仰是第一个优先次序。
If we want to find joy in what we do, first most important thing is to have faith.
首先从信仰这个层面 来得着喜乐。
We need to find faith first from work, or find joy first from faith.
哦，当你能，我们能够拥有了信仰中的喜乐。
Once we have joy in faith,
你做每一件事情都充满着喜乐。
Then no matter what you do, you will always be joyful.
哦，就好像一个人心情很好的时候，听任何的话，看任何的事情，都是那么的啊、哦，那么的，那么的。那么的顺
It's similar to what happens when a person's in a good mood. No matter what happens or what they hear, everything's good.
哦，信仰这件事情处理好、经营好了，什么事情都是喜乐的。
Once faith is properly cared for, then whatever you do will be joyful.
其实信主耶稣、领受救恩本身就是一个喜乐。
Now, believing in the Lord Jesus and receiving His salvation should be joy in itself.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章三十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 34.
三十四节，于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。这里提到禁足一家人，他们信了主，他们都很喜乐。
Here it speaks of a household all coming to believe in the Lord and how they all rejoiced.
他曾经问保罗说：“我怎样才能够得救？”
He once asked Paul, "What do I need to do to be saved?"
啊，主保罗他们就把啊主耶稣的道理给他们讲清楚。
And Paul shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to them.
啊，他们听了，明白，相信，他们就接受了洗礼。
And these people heard, believed, and received baptism.
啊，这个喜乐就充满在他们的家庭里头。
Then joy filled their household.
领受救恩真的是一件本身就是一件喜乐的事情。
Receiving salvation is a source of joy in itself.
哦，想想看，啊，我们是谁
？Just think, who are we?
保罗说他本来是一个罪魁。
Now Paul said that he was once a sinner.
但是主耶稣的恩典也临到他了。
But even for him, God's grace has came to him.
哦，不配得而能够得到。这是一个说不出来的喜乐。
Now to be unworthy and yet still to receive something, now that is a source of joy.
成为神的儿女啊，这个本来是我们不配的。
Now to become a child of God, that is something that we were originally unworthy of.
啊，今天主耶稣让我们白白的能够成为神的儿女。
But Jesus Christ has now given us an opportunity to become a child of God.
我真的常常啊，在啊这个。觉得说自己是不配的、啊、但是却领受了。
And often think about how we really are not worthy of it, yet we receive it.
哦，这种感觉啊，你自己去体会。
I mean, we can experience this ourselves.
啊，比如说我现在站在这里，以传道的身份在传讲主耶稣的福音。
For example, me being a pastor, I am preaching the word of God.
啊，我也常常暗中偷笑，我不配啊，但是。主耶稣让我可以啊。
And so sometimes I laugh to myself thinking, I'm not worthy of doing this, but God says I can.
那接下来我们领受了救恩，我们去好好的经营我们的信仰啊，这里头也充满，也是充满喜乐。
And now that we have received this faith, now if we properly take care of it, that's a source of joy.
我们请看诗篇122篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇第一节。
Psalm number 122 verse 1.
人对我说：“我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。”
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
啊，这是大卫王啊，他提到说，当人家说我们上神的殿去，他就欢喜，他就充满喜乐。
This verse is a reflection of David. He was glad when he heard.People saying, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
当我们看重我们的信仰的时候啊，我们就会有这种喜乐。
We will have this kind of joy when we come to value our faith.
大卫是一个王啊，他生活一定很忙碌。
David is a king; he must have lived a very busy life.
但是他看重他的信仰。
Yet he cared for his faith.
我们用心呐、啊，去看重、去经营我们的信仰。
When we care for our faith,
你真的可以从里头来得到。别人没有办法夺去的喜乐。
We can really find a source, a type of joy that no one else can take away.
在忙碌的生活当中，你拨出一段时间，好好的做祷告。
Even when we are busy, we can take time to pray.
那是一种喜乐。
That is a joy.
在忙碌的生活当中，你安静下来读一段圣经。
Even when we are busy, when we take some time to read the Bible,
你会觉得说很甘甜。
We'll find that there is a sweetness to it.
在忙碌的生活当中，在安息日，你就是把它分别出来。
Even if our lives are busy and we still separate the Sabbath,
当你来守安息日的时候，你真的是在享受。
When you take time to honor the Sabbath, that is an enjoyment.
像大卫所说的，人家说我们上神的殿去，我就欢喜。
As David says, when others say, "Let us go into the house of the Lord," then we rejoice.
而且这种喜乐啊，甚至是你没有办法形容的。
And this type of joy is something that is indescribable.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8。
第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。这里彼得所说到的喜乐啊，是说不出来而满有荣光的大喜乐。
Here the joy that Peter speaks of is a joy inexpressible and full of glory.
信仰这一个层面的所带来的喜乐啊，常常是你没有办法去形容。
The joy that faith brings is something that is often inexpressible.
而且是充满着神的荣光。
And it is full of the glory of the Lord.
因为有神的能力，有神的恩典。
Because it is full of God's grace and His power.
所以有时候我们的朋友啊，他真的会很羡慕。
And sometimes friends will envy us.
你怎么能够这样子的？看你怎么每一天都是那么的喜乐。
How can you always be so happy every day?
在你的生活当中好像没有忧愁。
It's as though you have no worries.
有时候我们的同事跟我们是一样的忙碌。
Our colleagues are usually as busy as we are.
他却很羡慕说你怎么能够还星期六整天在教会里头。
So they may be jealous of how we're able to still go to church on Saturday.
你跟我做同样的工作，你跟我一样是有家庭有孩子。
We have the same job and we all have our own families.
在周末啊，我就已经累得要命了，看你还精神那么好，还去教会一整天。
I'm usually very tired by the weekend. How can you still have the energy to go to church for a full day on Saturday?
但是我们你要说为什么也说不上来。
But if you want to explain why, you really can't.
一个没有信仰的人啊，在生活当中常常有说不出来的失落。
A person without faith will often have many disappointments.
一个没有信仰的人在生活当中常常有那说不出来的不满足。
A person without faith will often have inexpressible, sources of unhappiness.
但是我们一个有信仰的人啊，在我们的生活当中，我们有说不出来的那一种满足。
But a person with faith will have inexpressible joy.
没有信仰的人在生活当中有那种说不出来的那种缺欠。
Now those without faith will have things that are shortages of things that are not expressible.
一个有信仰的人他有说不出来的那个充满。
But a person with faith will have inexpressible abundance.
这有人说有人在很苦的时候啊他说别人不了解他。
Sometimes when people are in the middle of bitterness, they'll say no one understands.
真的是这样子啊。
And it's true.
有时候人跟人之间啊是的了解啊也常常是有一个极限的。
There is a limit to how much we can understand another.
所以在这一种很愁苦当中的人啊他说我的苦啊好像哑巴啊吃的苦的东西啊我说不出来。
So when someone is truly bitter, they may say, it is like a mute person eating something bitter, they cannot explain.
那真的会是很苦的一件事情。
So it is really bitter.
那我们一个有信仰的人，一个有主耶稣的人呢
？But a person with the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们刚好是相反。
It's the opposite.
我们吃了甜，好甜的蜜啊，那我们说不出来啊。
We have eaten sweet honey, and it's so sweet we can't describe it.
这就是那种说不出来、满有荣光的喜乐。
And this is the inexpressible joy that is full of glory.
因为 有了信仰，有了主耶稣基督的救恩。
It is because we have faith and we have the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
甚至在流泪当中啊，我们还是有喜乐。
Even when we are shedding tears, we still have joy.
请看诗篇126篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇第五节。
Psalm number 126 verse 5.
第五节，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。第六节。
6.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。这个流泪跟欢呼喜乐连在一起啊，是有点好像冲突矛盾。
There seems to be a disconnect between tears and joy.
这个流泪了，但是为什么又会是喜乐
？How can you be shedding tears and still having joy？
啊，这在信仰生活里头。啊，它是有的，它是真实的。
This happens in a life of faith.
啊，当我们在，尤其在做圣工上面呢，我们就有这样的体验。
We have this experience while doing holy work.
啊，有时候我们为了传福音，为了做圣工的事情，啊，我们真的好像流着眼泪在撒种。
Sometimes it feels like we are shedding tears while we are sowing the seeds of the gospel.
啊，当我们在关心我们的亲人，我们的慕道朋友的时候啊，我们也在祷告当中来纪念他们，甚至为他们流泪。
And when we are preaching to our friends and family, and we are praying for them, we may sometimes even shed tears for them.
啊，为了神的爱啊，我们真的常常是带着种流泪的出去。
And for the sake of God, the Lord's gospel, we may sow in tears.
就好像彼得他们啊，撒网没有捕到鱼，但是还是在撒网。
It's like how Peter would cast his net, even though they caught nothing, they still had to cast that net.
那他们是很无可奈何的。
And they're frustrated.
他们是必须这样做的。
But they had to do this.
因为他们为了生活。
Because they needed to make a living.
他们不知道再撒这个网是不是能够捕到鱼。
They do not know that if they will catch fish if they cast this net.
但是为了他们的家庭，为了生活，他们必须要再这样下网。
But for the sake of their living, they had to cast this net.
但是我们知道出去会有撒种会有困难。
When we go out and sow seeds, we will face difficulties.
我们会遇到挫折，我们会有失败的时候。
There will be misunderstandings and there will be failures.
但是我们却充满着信心的。
But we are still filled with faith.
因为我们知道一定会有收成。
Because we know that there will be a harvest.
真的一番的努力之后，我们欢欢喜喜的带着禾捆回来。
Because once we do our labors, then we will reap the sheaves.
所以做圣工当中也得到了喜乐。
Even in doing holy work, we will find joy.
从流泪当中来得着喜乐。
From tears we will find joy.
这又是另外一种境界的喜乐。
This is another level of joy.
有眼泪的喜乐。
The joy that comes from tears.
再请看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。十四章十七节。
Chapter 14:17.
这里说到，还有一种叫圣灵中的喜乐。
Here it speaks of a joy in the Holy Spirit.
这是在信仰中才能够拥有的。
And this is something that you can only have in your faith.
主耶稣应许将这个圣灵的恩赐普遍性的来赐给每一个人。
God promised to give the Holy Spirit to the masses.
所以每一个人都能够领受圣灵。
Everyone can receive the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都能够去享有圣灵中的喜乐。
Everyone can experience the joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵中的喜乐来让我们胜过患难，胜过苦难。
The joy in the Holy Spirit will allow us to overcome trials and tribulation.
有一个姐妹她非常的愁苦。
There was a sister who was very sad.
虽然周遭的弟兄姐妹很关心她帮助她。
Even though the brothers and sisters cared for her and tried to help her.
但是人的帮助啊，总是很有啊，只有一个极限。
But man's aid is very limited.
那一种内心深处的愁苦啊，是没有人能够帮得了的。
No one can help the bitterness that is deep within one's heart.
有一天晚上，他实在是太愁苦了，他跪下来在神面前放声的哭。祷告神。
And one night she was so bitter that she knelt down to pray and cry towards the Lord.
就在那个祷告的当中，她得到了安慰。
In that prayer, she received comfort.
神的爱啊，借着圣灵充满她。
God's love filled her through the Holy Spirit.
本来她是非常的人，整个人是觉得非常沉重的。
Originally, she had felt very downtrodden.
结果啊，她觉得她身体非常的轻。
But after this, she felt very light.
甚至她觉得她一直往上飘。
She even felt like she was being lifted.
在祷告当中，她告诉自己说：“天国就是像这样子，天国就像这样子。”
And then, while she was praying, she thought to herself, "Heaven is like this."
甚至她真想说，就让她永远在这个状况里头。
She even thought, "Let me be like this forever."
所以祷告完了之后啊，她不一样了。
So she was transformed after the prayer.
虽然她的难题暂时还没有改变。
Even though there was still no change in her situation.
但是她已经得到安慰。
But she had already received comfort.
她已经得到力量。
She received strength.
她知道她能够去面对。
She knew that she could face this.
她知道她能够胜过。
She knew that she could overcome it.
圣灵，这是圣灵中的喜乐。
And this is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以有大叔告诉我们说，在圣灵当中来祷告。
The book of Jude reminds us to pray in the Spirit.
在常常被圣灵充满，让我们能够顺着圣灵来行事。
We need to be constantly filled with the Spirit so that we can do things according to the Spirit.
那当我们能够靠着圣灵来行事呢，在我们生活当中就充满着平安，充满着喜乐。
Our lives will be filled with peace and joy when we do according to the Spirit.
就没有那个我们没有办法胜过的难题。
There will be no difficulty that we cannot overcome.
保罗说，那个美好的仗我已经打过了。
Paul says I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have run the race.
当守的道我已经守住了。
I have held on to the truth.
对整个人生来讲是非常的非常的非常的平安的。
He was already at peace in his life.
虽然他已经面对着被处死。
Even though he was about to face death.
但是他知道他是胜利的。
But he knew that he was victorious.
那我们还在信仰生活里头啊，还有这个盼望的喜乐。
In our faith, we also have a joy and hope.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter
5. 第三节。
Verse 3.
说不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节
，Four，
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。很多人在患难当中就失去了平安。
Many people lose peace and tribulation.
很多人在患难当中，他就失去了他所谓的快乐。
Many people lose happiness in their tribulation.
但是这里保罗说，就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
But here Paul says that even in tribulation you shall find joy.
因为经过了患难，让我们生出了基督徒的那种个性来。
Because tribulation breeds a Christian character.
那一种个性啊，就是主耶稣的个性。
And the character is the likeness of Christ.
让我们更像基督。
We can be more like Christ.
那让我们生出那个活泼的盼望来。
And then we can have a lively hope.
所以在今天的生活，我们不一定是非常的富足。
We may not be wealthy.
甚至我们或许会有贫穷，甚至病痛。
We may be poor and we may be sick.
或许遇到一些艰难的时刻。
Or we may be facing a difficult time.
但是天上的产业那是非常的确定的。
But the heavenly inheritance is guaranteed.
我们能够对将来有一个对将来有肯定的把握。
We have confidence in the future.
而且我们看到我们生活形态一直的在改变。
And we know that our lives are constantly changing.
我们越变越好。
It will change for the better.
所以我们就知道那个天国那个是真实的。
And we'll know that heaven is real.
所以那个盼望 是活泼的，是实在的。
So this hope is alive and it is true.
所以当保罗在监牢里的时候
，When Paul was in prison，
他对腓立比教会的信徒说：“我再说一次，你们当喜乐。”
He wrote to the church of Philippi saying, "Rejoice."
我们应当拥有一个喜乐的人生。
We need to have a joyful life.
就是从信仰开始。
It comes from our faith.
我们如果拥有信仰的这一些喜乐
，If we have the joy and faith，
那我们做任何事情我们也都可以从当中得到喜乐。
Then we can find joy in whatever it is that we do。
因为有了信仰的这一个喜乐的基础
，Once we have this foundation in faith，
再也没有什么让我们不喜乐的事情了。
There is nothing that will make us not joyful。
所以传道书说，在我们经营的事上。来得喜乐，这是我们的份。
And Ecclesiastes tells us rejoice in what we do, for that is our life, not in life.
所以让我们再一次的反省一下我们的信仰。
Let us once again reflect on our faith.
让我们在我们的信仰上好好的去努力，好好的去经营。
So let us strive to improve our faith.
那我们是不是真的会为信仰来努力呢？
Will we really work hard for our faith?
那我们应该对将来不要是无知的。
Let us not be ignorant about the future.
请我们看回传道书第三章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 21.
谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？请念。
Who knows the spirit of the sons of men who goes upward, and the spirit of animal which goes down to the earth？
这是一个疑问句，是一个问句。
This is a question。
对将来的一个疑问。
A question about the future。
谁晓得是这个样子呢
？Who knows if this is so？
这个如果对将来无知不相信的话。我们就不会在信仰上来努力。
If we are ignorant or if we disavow the future, then we will not work on our faith.
我们应该相信有永生的存在。
We need to believe in eternal life.
主耶稣来了，就是要让我们得着永生，不至灭亡。
Jesus Christ came so that we can obtain eternal life and not perish.
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus Christ comes again,
每一个人都要复活。
Everyone will resurrect.
好人坏人。信耶稣的没有信耶稣的都要复活
Good people, bad people, believers, non-believers, we will all arise
行善的复活得永生
Those who have done good will arise and receive eternal life
最大的善就是认识神相信神领受救恩
And the greatest good is to come and know the Lord, believe in him and receive his salvation
作恶的就受审判
And those who do evil will receive judgment.
最大的恶就是拒绝主耶稣的救恩。
And the greatest evil is to deny Jesus' salvation.
但愿我们都能够在我们所经营的事上来得着喜乐。
May we all find joy in all that we do.
在生活当中有很多重要的事情是我们需要去做的。
There are many important things that we need to deal with in our lives.
我们要有我们的职业。
We have our professions.
我们有我们的家庭。
We have our families.
有我们的父母亲，有我们的儿女。
Parents and our children.
我们有我们的朋友。
We have friends.
我们在生活当中，我们做很多的事情都是有意义的，都是重要的。
We do lots of things that are significant and important.
在做这些事情当中，我们是不是有喜乐呢
？But do we have joy when we do these things?
这个关键在哪里呢
？And what's the turning point?
这个关键在于我们如何。来经营我们的信仰。
That's a pivotal point. It all has to do with how we deal with our faith.
但是第一步是我们必须是在日光之上。
And the first thing we need to do is that we need to be above the sun.
我们不是罪人，我们要成为神的儿女。
We are not sinners. We have to become children of God.
我们必须要接受赦罪的洗礼，成为神的儿女。
We need to receive the baptism for the remission of sins so that we can become a child of God.
唱诗520首
Let's sing him 520
我们是否觉得我们目前的生活好像有一点混乱
Do we feel that our life is a bit messed?
可能我们没有抓住那个 优先秩序。
Perhaps it's because we haven't gotten a firm grasp of the order of things.
啊，我们看到很多人的生活是啊这样很混乱、很糟糕的。
We see people with lives that are very mixed up.
啊，因为他们没有抓住了那个优先的秩序。
Because they don't have a grasp of priorities.
啊，那个最优先、最重要的啊，就是领受救恩，好好的经营信仰。
Our first priority is to grasp onto the salvation and to work on our faith.
啊，如果我们已经尝到了在经营的事上得着喜乐。
Now, if we have already experienced joy in the things of this world,
啊，我们应该把这个这么容易、这么简单啊，这么好的事情去跟别人分享。
Then we should share with others this good news.
哦，这但愿有更多的人啊，是生活在这种在经营的事上。
And that way, more people can experience joy in what they do in life.
好，我们来做结束的祷告。
Let us offer our concluding prayer.
好，我们愿。